Keep your requests coming for play-ons from the ad breaks. 0433 98 11 16. That was a request from Sam asking for Aqua's Barbie Girl. Sam Edmund joins me, SEN's chief reporter. Before we head back to your calls, 1300 736 736. Welcome to you, Sam.
I'm innocent, Dwayne. It was not I. There wasn't
no,
a fan
that
of
your request.
Wasn't a fan of that particular group growing up, it must be said.
Okay. Nothing wrong with the Barbie. What have you got for me? Bulldogs returning, I understand.
Yeah, well, some much-needed good news for the Western Bulldogs faithful. They're probably due, aren't they, Dwayne? With Lachie Hunter set to return to footy this weekend after, of course, stepping away from the game to deal with those mental health issues. He hasn't played at AFL level since round 7. It was what the Dogs described as personal reasons, but he is a really strong chance to feature in the Dogs match against Adelaide on Sunday. So he featured in a scratch match, Lachie Hunter, against the Brisbane Lions on Saturday. We know the history this year. There's a lot out of it. Banned for 4 matches, fined, hit with 4 charges for that alleged drunken car crash back in April. He actually said in the aftermath of that losing the vice captaincy after that incident had really affected him. But after a month on the sidelines, the left footer ready to resume, and they need him back, don't they? They've got to snap a 3-game losing streak. They have, though, Dwayne, got a rare, and how rare is this, an 8-day break, if you don't mind, between games. So that's given the Dogs the luxury of gifting some players and staff a bit of free time, a couple of days off as they search for a circuit breaker. But certainly the return of Lachie Hunter, a senior player, former vice-captain, will be welcome relief.
Yeah, nice work. You've been working on timelines for players getting into hubs to resume. Is Gazza Jr. part of that or not?
Yeah, well, Lachie Hunter stayed in the hub, didn't he? But a number of others didn't, and a number of others didn't even make the trip initially. Now, Bashahuli was one of those. Now, he's targeting a round 12 return as well. The Tigers play against the Gold Coast on Monday. So his 14-day quarantine period ends on Thursday. He hasn't played since round 5. He, as I said, chose to stay in Victoria for the birth of his 3rd child. And then his mother was later admitted to intensive care with COVID-19. So obviously he stayed behind for that, albeit she is now improving, thankfully. So Bashahuli, though, he's had some calf issues at the start of the season and again during the shutdown period, but he is confident that the time he has spent training away from the club has him ready to go. Now, I guess it's just a decision from the Richmond medicos and physios whether they play him straight up or not. Shane Edwards, his teammate, he still remains in Melbourne, the birth of his child expected this coming weekend. And Gary Ablett, well, no real change there either. Dwayne, Geelong still confident that he will rejoin his teammates before the end of the season after obviously going home for personal reasons. And there's a number of players, staff, family members in this boat, Dwayne. So the AFL is going to charter another round of flights for players, staff, family members, as I say, from their respective states to get into these hubs, serve the 14-day quarantine period, and then either be eligible for selection or work or to assimilate in the community. Obviously, the AFL boss Gillon McLachlan will have to make the trip at some point as well, Dwayne.
To read out the Brownlow votes and present the cup, Sam.
Well, exactly. He's going to be needed somewhere for the business end of the season, no doubt about that. So the league will this week release its round 14 to 16 fixture by the end of the week. Sources saying, Dwayne, that Tasmania, again, unlikely to be available. So if Tasmania is overlooked, obviously due to the strict border restrictions that are now in place back down in Tasmania, some of the clubs I've spoken to believe that new Cairns hub, which was initially slated to involve 2 teams, will now host more sides. So wow. Essendon's coming up, West Coast coming up in dispatches. A number of clubs have been thrown in the mix for playing games there. And obviously Brisbane and the Gold Coast want to get up there as well. But there might be a bigger hub than was initially expected. But we'll wait and see what Travis Old has to say on that by the end of the week. Games we know will be played in Darwin and Alice Springs, where Melbourne and Essendon will play that make-up game, of course.
Yeah, the funny part is that normally at this time of year when we're looking at having a bye week, quite a few players used to escape to Cairns, get up there, get up to that area to get some warmth. So I think they're going to enjoy it up there. I think there might be a bit of lobbying as to who can get into the Cairns hub. I like it. Anything else to leave us with, Sam?
No, that's about it for now, Dwayne. We'll wait and see what happens with this next round of fixture. And the wide expectation is while we won't get it this week, round 17 and 18 will be more traditional. So your Thursday to Sunday, maybe Friday to Sunday even, before we rip into a month of finals.
Okay, nice work, Sam Edmund, joining us, SEN's chief reporter.